Thank you for joining our show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. It's the new year of 2017. I normally don't start off that way, but I wanted to go ahead and say Happy New Year because it's our first show for the new year, 2017. I am your host, Wanda McKinley, along with Stephanie Kennedy Alford. I am the founder of We Are Survivors, which is a nonprofit organization. Our purpose is to provide a stable environment for abused and battered men, women, and children by providing temporary shelter, counseling, and employment training. We want to help individuals transition from abusive situations to being self-sufficient in society. We Are Survivors want to help individuals, men and women, transition, be empowered, and show them that they can and they will survive and thrive in society on their own, as well as to uplift them and provide them a new life with a new perspective of what a normal life should be by enhancing and elevating them. I am a survivor of domestic violence. I was molested from the age of 7 to 12 by my biological father. At the age of 13 until the age of 18, I was raped by my biological father as well as my stepfather. My ex-husband, whom I met at the age of 19, was also very abusive. He was sexually, financially, verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive, and I was with him for 12 years. God has called me to be transparent so that I may help other men, women, and children who have walked or may still be walking in my shoes. And it is a new year, so I am going to do something even more different and just follow up with that to let them know that they're not alone, that we're here, we're not going to judge, that we can relate, we do understand, we can honestly say, I know how you feel and truly mean it. Stephanie, welcome to the first show of 2017. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What about yourself?
I am relaxed. I would have to admit I hated for 2016 to end because we had checked off, we had done everything. Was really busy. I was relaxing. I had no school for 2 weeks. I just went back to school this week, so I had no school for 2 weeks. No radio show, no meetings, no events, no nothing. I forgot what that felt like to go to bed like at 8:30, 9 o'clock. Felt wonderful. So I was really, really, really trying to stay in 2016 because 2017, our calendar is already going chaotic. It's already crazy. And our relaxation time is going to be slim to none. We got some new things coming around dealing with We Are Survivors and fundraising events. I know we still have the same ones that we had last year and 2015. But God has really been dealing with me and showing me a lot of different things that, of course, being in the flesh is really scary. And I said all that. I know you weren't expecting to hear all that when you asked me that. But God has really been dealing with me the last week and a half. So I'll get into that. But it's my turn to talk. Tell us about our old fundraising events because I'm going to get into our new fundraising events.
Okay, well, we currently have several fundraisers that we would love for everybody to support us. We have our Kroger Plus Rewards card. So if you currently have a Kroger Plus Reward card, or if you will go and get a Kroger Plus Reward card and go to Kroger.com, and if you once you register with Kroger.com and you link it to We Are Survivors, you start typing in We Are, then We Are Survivors should pull up. And you link it to We Are Survivors, then every time you shop, you're not doing anything different. You just continue to shop just like you normally do. Each quarter, according to how much you spend, Kroger's will give us a donation. The same thing with Tom Thumb. You just go, you link it to We're Survivors, and according to how much you spend each quarter, Tom Thumb will send us a donation. We also participate in the CPN discount card, which is $15 a year. We get half of that. We also participate in the Compass Bank rewards. When you link us to your Compass Bank account, according to how much you use your account, they give us a donation. Then we also do the Purple City Project, and that one is with the photographer. And I always let Wanda explain that one because she has already taken her pictures, and she has done a phenomenal job with that. She took some beautiful pictures. But the other ones that I already mentioned, if you're interested in those, if you would like for me to help you get started with those, you can either call or text me at 817-320-2571, and I would be, you know, happy to help you get started with that, or, you know, any questions that you have on that. But Wanda, if you'll help to share with your experience with the Purple City Project, then that would be great. So I'll turn that one over to you.
Thank you. Yes, Purple City Project, which is a domestic violence awareness photo shoot campaign. You can book a personal or professional photographer. The photographer name is Charles, a.k.a. City. And you can wear purple, lipstick, socks, earrings, something purple. But if you don't have purple, then he has a purple backdrop. And he has different packages. He has two. One is, he has four. I'm going to go over the first two. And it's a $55 package that is valued at $100. It's a 20-minute session. And up to four people, unlimited shots, one look, and two edits. And two edits means that you can take two pictures, pick which ones you want, and then you can... He'll photo clean them up if necessary. And that would be what you get for $55, your two pictures. The second package I'm going to go over is the $80 package, which is valued at $160. And with that, you get a 45-minute session, up to four people, unlimited shots, two looks, and four edits, which means if you have four people, then everyone gets to pick their own picture and take home as a keepsake. And then if you're even smarter, you can divide that $80 up by four. Just saying. And a part of the proceeds will be donated to We Are Survivors so that we may be able to provide hotel rooms for men, women, and children when there are no beds in the shelters. And I've been doing some research, and there's only 188 beds in Dallas County, as large as Dallas County is. That is crazy. There are hotels that are bigger than that. So I'm just letting people know that there's only 188 domestic violence emergency places. Do the math. So there are so many different fundraisers that we are doing, will continue to do, because I know God will eventually grab and pull the momentum, because some of these things you don't even have to spend any money. It's just what you normally do. Go grocery shopping, use your debit card with Compass, CPN, you get discounts. I mean, this is, you know, who doesn't want a discount for $15 for an entire year? Come on. Especially now with the economy. It's like a no-brainer. So some of these fundraising events, ways to raise money, it's really doesn't cost you anything, but you benefit so many victims and survivors. If you just take 30 seconds to link your card, your Kroger's card or your Tom Thumb card or your Compass Bank debit card, just to link it to We Are Survivors, it doesn't take that much time. It doesn't. But we do now have fundraising opportunities that do cost you money. And I am thankful to say that someone had already purchased some jewelry. We Are Survivors now will be selling, it's called Paparazzi Jewelry, and I'm looking at it right now. There are some beautiful pieces, and every piece is for just $5. And I'm really trying to not be my best customer. So this year in 2017, We Are Survivors will have vendor tables set up, because not only will we be on the radio show talking about the same fundraisers that we've been talking about for a year, we will be setting up vendor tables. Not only are we a distributor of Paparazzi $5 jewelry, once again, these pieces are really nice. We Are Survivors. We want to, this is, let me back up and start over. We Are Survivors, of course, we are here to empower women. Our main focus really is to uplift our women. We will, you know, of course, we're here for our men. But because we are women, we kind of understand how we think, how we feel, how we operate. And when you're in a domestic violence situation, and I wasn't even going there today, but this is where God is leading me. When you're in a domestic violence situation, or when you're coming out of one, your self-esteem has been drained. It has been taken. And whatever little self-esteem that you had left, you use that to leave the situation. So with We Are Survivors, what I am praying for is, okay, God, what can we bring to help a woman feel good about herself? Besides the mental status, work, you know, the counseling, the shows, we're out and about. We were just invited and being offered an award January 28th. When I get more information about that, I just got that phone call before the show started. We're out in the community, we're making ourselves be seen. We're making ourselves be known. But hey, God, I would love for someone to, you know, have something that they pick it up, they put it on, they think, wow, this makes me feel empowered, or this makes me feel good today, or I feel cute. We can go even with sexy, because we love to feel sexy, ladies. This is really cute. And when you get a compliment on something, you'd be like, wow, thank you. So I've been praying. Okay, we have our fundraise, but what else can We Are Survivors bring to have women feel good about themselves? And I've been praying probably for over about 2 years. I love jewelry. I really want a We Are Survivors jewelry line. I'm speaking that into the atmosphere. And that's just something that I've talked to a couple of people about earlier part of last year. Because women, we love jewelry. We love accessorizing. We love it. Hair, shoes, nails. Everybody's into this makeup and the eyebrows. Women are into that. So I'm like, okay, what can we do on top of what we do? Well, like I said, I want a We Are Survivors jewelry line. Well, right now, We Are Survivors can't make that happen. Right now, we're trying to get people just to donate so we can put somebody in a bed, a hotel room. Okay, God, what can I do? This went to them with the first book signing of the book that We Are Survivors. I say We Are Survivors because I don't separate myself from the organization. Was a part of, there was a vendor there that was selling everything for $5. And I had no clue that she was paying attention and observing. Her thing was, when she finally got a hold to me 2 months later, she was like, I believe this is going to be something good for you to raise funds for your organization. I had no idea it was selling jewelry. Mind you, I said, I've been praying about jewelry because I love jewelry. I never leave home without something on. I actually have a few pieces I sleep in. I love jewelry. So she was like, hey, this is a great way for you to raise money. Well, I thought about it, and I thought, okay, well, you know, I've always talked about to myself and to a couple of people a jury line. Well, maybe this would be a great way for me to start out, Lord and behold. So we have a paparazzi jury that We Are Survivors has invested in, and we will be out and about setting up vendor tables at different events that We Are Survivors is, you know, involved in. Also, because I myself personally have struggled with weight all my life. That's something that women, we do. Rather, we appear to others if we need to lose weight, regardless of what other people say. If we feel we need to lose weight, then we need to lose weight. I don't care. And so for me, because I've struggled with my weight all my life, I begin to do the It Works, and It Works. It Works is also known for that crazy rap theme. And so We Are Survivors also have become distributors of It Works. Because We Are Survivors' goal is to encompass the entire woman. We're just getting started. So the thing is, when we're out and about, we're at these events, and we have vendors, tables, opportunities, then We Are Survivors are going to be set up with our jewelry and with our It Works. And with the It Works, you have the wraps, you have the ThermoFit, you have the Fat Fighters, which I'm telling you, women, are heaven sent. Oh, my goodness. I love my Fat Fighters. I especially love my wraps. Wrap your whatever area of your body once a week. I do mine once a week. You can do it however often you choose. You also need to eat right. Also need to eat right. So there are a lot of things this year that We Are Survivors is working and focusing on, because we want to encompass the entire woman. Our website, which has been working on, is almost complete. You will be able to actually go to our website and click on certain buttons. I think one button for the It Works says weight loss. You click on that, and it takes you to the We Are Survivors It Works website. For the paparazzi jewelry, it has a button that says the $5 paparazzi jewelry. You click on that button, it takes you to the We Are Survivors website. And we've actually had our first purchase this year. We're so excited. I was like, wow. So it's working. My thing is, okay, I'm going to give people different options. I know, hey, women, we, like I said, we love to accessorize. So I'm just thinking outside the box, and soon will be added, because I'm also, which I don't really talk about a lot, but I am a licensed financial advisor. And for anyone that listens who has a license in insurance understands how hard that test is. And I have not been utilizing my license the last few years. Well, as I said earlier, God has been working with me and has had me in tears for almost 2 weeks. The last week of 2016 and Monday of this week. As I say, making me very uncomfortable. But God is showing me some things, and so I am going to start utilizing my license. That's also going to be option on our website once it's all complete that you can click on for retirement planning. And We Are Survivors is going to help you plan for retirement. We Are Survivors is going to show you how to set money aside to make money, to buy life insurance policies that actually can start accumulating cash value for you for your retirement that will pay you out once you retire on top of your Social Security check. That is tax. There are so many different things that We Are Survivors is going to start doing. And people say, how can you do all of this? So we have wonderful support. And we have God leading us. So We Are Survivors is really focusing on the entire being, not just the mental and the heart, which I know is the first thing we think of when it comes to in the physical, when you say domestic violence, the mental abuse, the heart being broken, your spirit, your soul being shattered. But we're here to talk and support you with that. But hey, let's do something to make you feel good. Let's make something, do something that's going to benefit you down the road. And that's retirement planning. Because the way things are going now, retirement planning is very important. And my goal is to make We Are Survivors that one-stop shop for survivors and victims. So you don't have to go everywhere. If you just want to feel good about yourself and buy a jewelry for $5, oh, I'm going to go to We Are Survivors. I just want to buy me a ring. I don't have a lot of money because a lot of people don't understand. When you're leaving an abusive situation, sometimes you leave just what is on your back. Most of them don't even have a job. But somebody will give you $5. Somebody, you know, somebody will say, hey, or you'll be like, hey, I love what I'm seeing right here. It's going to make me feel good. Can we just, $5. So not only am We Are Survivors thinking of ways to make us, because it's a little thing sometimes to make us feel good about ourselves. We want to make it affordable. Because, like I said, a lot of times we leave with barely the bare minimum. So it wouldn't make sense to have all this expensive things when the people that we're here for can't afford them at the time. So these are just different things that We Are Survivors is working on. Actually, the jury and the It Works and the financial planning is already in place. And we're just now starting to market the jury. Kind of market the It Works, but we're going to really focus on those different things. So I just want to kind of bring that out so that people know that We Are Survivors is expanding opportunities to raise money because some people like to have things tangible. I get it. If I buy you something, it benefits We Are Survivors, awesome, because they took something away. Some people are like that. So we're trying to cater to every different personality because We Are Survivors need money. We Are Survivors has our first meeting. I'm excited about this. I probably did announce it last year, but that was 2 weeks ago, so I definitely do not remember what I said in December. But Monday is our first meeting with the Lancaster Police Department, because We Are Survivors will be heading up the Domestic Violence Advisory Committee for the entire city of Lancaster, Texas. Well, we are extremely excited about that. It's going to be a huge undertaking. But with God leading, there's nothing impossible. Looking forward to that. Like I just said, we just received a phone call before the show, and We Are Survivors are being acknowledged and received an award. And I'm ecstatic about that. We have some events coming down the pipeline already for February. And I just want to make sure that everyone that can participate. Everyone that can be a part of We Are Survivors, come out and show support. Even if you can't buy something or link up your grocery store cards, come out and support. We will begin to, like we did last year, every month I would kind of let everybody know what was going on, where we're going to be. And I'm going to do the same thing this year. Every month, every week, whatever's coming down the pipeline, so everyone can know, so that you can be present, just in case you can't do something, or I might not be able to buy this, I might not be able to donate this, but I can show my face in support. But what you don't understand is your faith and your support means a lot to us. It shows that we aren't alone. It shows that there are people that really do care. regardless if they understand, they really do care. So I do know that February, and I'll get, like I said, when it gets closer and I have more details, we will be, we have a black tie event, and I'm not right now, top of my head, sure about the date because I don't have it in front of me. And we also have, it's called, I went last year and it's beautiful. It's called Our Angel's Heart Story. And it's a fundraising event for heart disease. It's February 11th from 6 to 11. It's in Carrollton. And it is our fourth annual benefit. I think I sent this to you too, Stephanie. And it's in downtown Carrollton. And it's awesome. It's really awesome. It's a red event, which means ladies have to be in red. And men, a red sock, bow tie, vest, or if you want to be big, bold, and be in red, a suit. Sunday's best. But it is awesome. You have live performances. There's even the person that does live art there for auction. So it's an awesome event, and I'm looking forward to it. This month, so far for this week, the young lady, Dr. Cassandra Bradford, that is sponsoring We Are Survivors for 2017, is having a business basic 101, $25, and it's how to start and grow your business. That is this Saturday on the 7th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is 1901 Central Drive, which is 6th floor conference room. It's in Bedford, Texas, 76021. Again, it is 1901 Central Drive, the 6th floor conference room in Bedford, Texas, 76021. And it's really about, it's like, where has your procrastination gotten you? Have you started your business? Do you need ways to grow your business? Start 2017 off without hesitation, procrastination. Remove all obstacles, remove all fears that have prevented you in 2016. And she says, join us January 7th, 2017 at 11 a.m. for the Business Basics 101 workshop. It's their ninth year having it. Located at 1901 Central Drive, again, 6th floor conference training room in Bedford, Texas, 76021. There is, like I said, $25 for the class. Dr. Bradford has a lot of businesses going on. She is a very successful woman, so you will not be disappointed. I'm looking forward to it. And for right now, that is all that. This is a free event that I was going to also attend, but the times overlap. So if you have the time, this is my, she's over, the one that my sponsor for It Works. She's having a vision board workshop. It's in Garland. I really wanted to go, but it's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's at North Garland Baptist Fellowship. The address is 5840 Garland Avenue in Garland, Texas, 75044. And it's simply, her thing is, please join me and special guest Monique Merchant, setting your vision for 2017. This will be a fun exercise in setting big goals, dreaming bigger, and visualizing God's bigger purpose in your life. Start now. Reflections, thinking of this year. What went well? What do you want to change? Where do you want to see your career or your business, your relationships, your personal ministry, your finances? And she ends it with Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you. And that's something else is going on Saturday. And I was really looking forward to doing my vision board because I was going to hang it up in my office so I can review it. But the Business Basics 101 is where I will be to learn more about what I can do as a really business owner to capture everyone's attention that can help soar We Are Survivors, because we do need financial support. Our goal really is to have a emergency placement shelter, to have funds for counseling, to have resources that we really do need. And so this year, I know Stephanie and I were really extremely busy last year. We had a lot of different things with the police department and attending different venues. And so I'm excited about all the things that are going to happen and that are already planned for this year. August 25th and 26th, we will have our International Women's Conference here. We will have individuals from Europe and Africa here. It's a really big ordeal. We will be having it at the Hall of State building in Fair Park. I'm extremely excited about that. We're working on getting promotions and videos and movie clips together to advertise and market it. So just stay tuned for that info. That will be coming out really soon. And let's see, you have August, September, July. I knew it was like back to back. July 21st and the 22nd. And then also another, it's Run, the Women's Conference with Dr. Cassandra Bradford. That is a 2-day event as well that We Are Survivors will be a part of. And that's, like I said, July 21st and 22nd. Then you have August 25th and 26th. And then October 13th and 14th, We Are Survivors will be putting on their women's conference as well as the first annual 5K walk. And we are coinciding and collaborating with Convoy of Hope, which is going to be a huge thing. So we're getting ready. We have a lot. Like I said, 2017 is already like a whoa compared to 2016. And we're just, the fifth day in to 2017. Now, because we are talking about the new year, because I started talking about domestic violence, and my focus was supposed to be on different things, motivational things for 2017. I did also want to bring up, before I start talking about things to do, positive things to do for 2017, We Survivors has also been acknowledged in Africa. There is another organization that actually helps children, sick children, and they want to partner up with We Are Survivors as well as our organization, Tsuksumi, in Europe, to put on a women's conference in Morocco, which is in Africa. So people really are paying attention to us. It just seems to be happening all overseas, Lord. But we will go wherever God has us to go. I just want to say thank you for everyone that participates, whatever they may do, word of mouth, referrals, support. When you do, even if you're not on the show live, I am aware that there are people who listen to the recording. So I thank those who are listening to the show. We just, you know, eventually will grow and we'll have even more people on our show live. But I know that we have to keep pressing forward, because it's been shown to me and proven to me that people are listening. And like I said, even though we may not know on the front end it's really helping people on the back end. So I do think everyone, for whatever support they do have and they do give, and we just pray that financial support, God lays it on your heart to bless us financially, because we really, 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 really need that. Now, I just wanted to kind of touch some bases. I didn't want to do anything really heavy. The first show coming back off a wonderful break. But I wanted to go over some things to do for the new year. Maybe some things you hadn't thought about. One thing I did do, and Stephanie, you can feel free to chime in at any time, was enjoy my day off. I laugh because from November to December to the beginning of January, we have so many holidays, so many days off. And then we go back to work, and then what is the next holiday? Is it, for some people, it may be MLK Day, but for the majority of us, it's not till Memorial Day, which is in May. Some people get Good Friday, but I'm just saying overall, the next holiday is not till May. Okay. That is a long time without a break. So anytime that you have off, enjoy. Relax. You know, watch TV. Order a pizza. Do something relaxing. Ladies, put your feet up. Put on some thick socks. It's been cold lately here in Texas to us. If it's cold one day, oh my gosh. We're freaking out. And it's been cold a little less than a week. So I understand it's winter time, but I need some summer, some at least some 50s. These 30s is driving me crazy. I need some, at least 59 degrees. Can I have some heat somewhere? I'm a southerner for a reason. Something else to think about. Ladies, we love to shop. And you know, you can hit those after the holiday sale. I do it. Your wrapping paper, your gift bags, you know, the Christmas stuff, the bowls. Everything's like half off, 75% off. Ladies, go out. Spend some money. Save on. Sometimes you get up to 90% off. They're trying to get rid of all the holiday stuff. Write thank you notes. A lot of us don't think about that for your holiday gift. But a little note, a little something, it touches people. You have to put yourself in someone else's shoes and think, okay, how would they feel if I just wrote them a thank you? You know, just write thank you. We text it. We messenger it. Just thank you. And give them a thank you card. To write thank you notes for your holiday gift. I've seen some people do this. Like edit your social media profiles. Purge. You know, go through it. Kind of, you know, you have people that are friends that you really, you don't even hardly see them post anything. And you don't even know why you accepted the friendship in the first place. Well, you know, go through it and decide if you want to keep that person or not. Please, please, this is important to me. Take down your holiday decorations, people. Take down your holiday decorations. It is really, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it says that January 5th is widely considered to be the day when holiday decorations should come down. What is today, family? Today is January 5th. So if you have not taken down your holiday decorations, please, 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 please take down your your holiday decorations. I'm stuck. I'm ready for a birthday already. So that is something to think about. Organize your basement, your attic, your garage, I haven't done that yet. I keep looking at my garage, and I need to do that. Now, this is what I have started doing. I did start this Monday, and that's clean out my closet. Everybody now starts screaming, clean out your closet. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I was trying to clean mine out. I just kind of moved certain stuff to another closet. So I just kind of cleaned it out, though. Because my downstairs closet is not cluttered. I can really see, oh, wow, that's where that skirt was. Girl, oh, wow, I forgot I had those shoes. Now I can start seeing things. I was going to move it to the upstairs closet. Got it organized, but I'm cleaning it out. I'm just, that's a new term for reorganizing and restructuring. Oh, yes. I'm starting to restructure my closet. Raid your pantry for expired food. See, these are things you might not even think about doing. But you need to look in your pantry and look at the expiration dates. Because, you know, I shared something this week from Facebook. My daughter loves those Capri Suns. She will be actually 24 this month. But she acts like she's 4 sometimes. And she keeps the refrigerator full of Capri Suns. Well, somebody saw something slimy at the bottom of there, and it wouldn't even expire. So imagine if the food is expired, what is growing in that container? Get rid of it. This right here sounds kind of funny to me because I don't know. Maybe some people that still have freezers that needed to be defrosted, but it says defrost and clean your freezer and your refrigerator. They make self-cleaning freezers now, I'm just saying. Maybe you need to, like, wipe it down, take everything out, wipe it down. I can see that for the clean part and your refrigerator. Tidy up your medicine cabinet. Some of us have that old medicine in our medicine cabinet under our sinks. Go through it. We don't even think about it, but go through it. If you don't need it, get rid of it. Give your house a deep clean. Oh, goodness. That one right there is a little challenging for me. And they mean, like, get down on your hands and knees and scrub your toilets, your floors, your baseboards. I don't like cleaning so much, but okay. Rearrange your furniture. Give your living space just a different feel, even though it's the same chair, the same lamp. Put it somewhere different. We have a tendency of keeping our furniture in the same place for years. Change it. Revive it. Give it a different look. You might appreciate it better. Then you'll have to memorize where everything is at when it's dark, because we do walk in our houses when it's dark, and we don't want to kick our toe because we forgot we moved something somewhere. So just keep that in the back of your mind. If you have a pet, update your pet's health information. Maybe it might be time for a routine checkup, vaccinations, make sure their tags are up to date. You know, for those pet lovers, I really want to have a dog, but my schedule will not permit, and that dog would be mad at me. If I bought or adopted, they would be mad at me because I would never be home, ever. But they're such good companions. Schedule a physical. Ladies, we mostly do this anyway. Men, get your physical. Make sure you get yourself checked out. Getting blood work done, getting x-rays, however, MRIs, CAT scans. Just make sure you're getting checked out. Tune up your vehicle. We've got to make sure we take care of our vehicles, because our vehicles take care of us. They take us and get us where we need to go. So we don't want them mad at us because we're not taking time out for them. So make sure you do that. Plan a date with your partner. Don't forget about your significant other. You know, we, the hustle and bustle, always on the go, always doing this, always doing that. And I know for me, I always have meetings. Gotta go here, gotta go there. Gotta talk to this person. Schedule some time for one-on-one. Create a list of goals for the year. Ding, ding, ding. Vision board, vision board. Now, for those that listen, who came or started listening and didn't hear, there's an event this weekend, this Saturday, for vision board. Even if you can't make the event Saturday, it's a great idea to have your own vision board.
They are very important.
Yeah. That way you can see what you're doing, which, you know, I was watching Being, and Being comes on BET. And this particular show is Being, Lisa Ray McCoy. Love me some Lisa Ray. And she has a vision board in her closet on the back of her door. And she goes in there every morning when she gets up, looks at her vision board, prays. But she's had this vision board for several years. I said, I need to get me a vision board. So that's my goal. So my goal, the first quarter of 2017, because I ain't going to do any good if I wait to fourth quarter of 2017 to do a vision board. For 2017, I guess I could do it for 2018. But no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it the first quarter. Learn something new. With me being a student in school, I'm learning so much. It's quite interesting how the mind works. Learn something new. Retain it. Read something. Trying to think of this right here. Deliver unwanted items to donation centers. That is major because we are a nonprofit organization. And one day, we're going to have that donation store, and we're going to want you to do that. So, the time being, find your nearest donation center and donate unwanted items. Because if you clean your house out, like I mentioned earlier, if you did all of that, then you'll have some items. Take them somewhere where other people can benefit from them. Couponers. That, if anybody knows, please inbox me. There, this couponing thing, Stephanie, have you heard or seen anything where people are like buying loads of stuff? Like they meet this couponer, pay for these coupons,
yeah.
I think that's what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and buy in gobs and gobs. And are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I need to find someone that does that. Because I need some stuff. I want to be that person in line that's making everybody else behind me mad. I have all those coupons. But oh my gosh, the money that they're saving is ridiculous. I need to find someone. And I sell these coupons. But please, inbox me with this information. I need it. Consolidate and clean up computer files. This is something we never, ever think about. I know I don't. But any large photo files, you know, you can save them and clear up computer space. I did this. Declutter your office desk. My office and at home, I did. I rearranged, got my little, I am a shoe fanatic, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 different shoes, heels, tape dispensers, pink, black, turquoise, and red. Then I have this cute little handbag, Post-it dispenser. Then I have this 2 other shoes. Both of them are piggy bank. And then I have these cute little Kleenexes that have shoes. I'm a shoe person. So I had to rearrange my office so I could see my shoe stuff. I want to see me in my office. So, I've done some of these things. Set up a dentist appointment. Next. Can I stand dentist? Cannot do it. Even though it's something that has to be done. Establish a fitness plan. Well, I think everybody does that, but everybody don't stick to it. So, first, crawling like a baby. Just do, not baby steps, but really actually crawl. If you, you know, do something once a day. If you're sitting at your office and you're down and you're lifting your legs up or your arms, crawl. You got to crawl before you walk. Very important, very important, very important. Reevaluate your debt and establish a plan of action. Like I said, we are survivors. Start on our shows. We're going to have probably maybe a 5 or 10 minute segment each show eventually regarding finances. We're going to work through this together. Because every person, everybody personally, hey, we need help with finances. We need to learn how to save money. I had someone today tell me that they're going to do the $1 a week thing. $1 for the first week, $2 for the second week, $3 for the third week, $4. It's a start. They looked at me and laughed. I said, well, I'm going to do $25 a week. That's what I'm going to do. And eventually increase that. No, yes, $25 a week. I'm adding it in my head. It's actually more than that. It's actually more than that. Because I want to set aside at least, and this is like a goal just to set. For me, I'm trying to at least just set aside and not, that's the thing, not touch it. Not touch it. If we have it in our savings account, we know it's there, we think it's tangible. Oh, I could just move this over here. And I'm talking from experience. So I have to be transparent. But I'm going to try to put away $200 a month. Not touch it. Not touch it. Not touch it. That's one of my goals. This one right here, I don't have to say it because I know people probably start doing this at the end of December with their last check. So prepare for your tax materials. I don't think no one has to be told to do that. That just is something that everybody is tax season. Everybody's looking forward to that income tax check. And that's something that if you receive one, if you're lucky enough to receive an income tax check, be fruitful with your money. Do something that's going to benefit you. Don't go buy something, prime example, a car, with a car note, and know you can't afford the car note. And then, you know, you look up 2 or 3 months, you're trying to borrow money, and when you can't get the money to pay your car note, then the money that you had, that you invested, is all gone, and so is the car. So what was the purpose? That's a vicious cycle, and some people do that. If you want a car, get it. Pay cash for a car. And truly invest in it. That way, when your income tax check runs out, you still can see your money. The goal is to always be able to see your money. Whether it's sitting in the bank or you went and purchased a couch that you needed, clothes that you need. And you keep hearing me say need. So the difference between need and want, items that you need. Because sometimes I have to ask myself, do I need that? Or is it that I really want it? There's a significant difference. And we've got to be able to identify to ourselves, do we really want that? Or I know women, we can convince ourselves that we really need it. We don't. But we can convince ourselves, I've got to have that. Oh, if I don't get this, I'm going to regret it. I've said it. I've done it. Oh, I'm going to find something to wear with this. I'm going to need, oh, I cannot. Oh, this is a good deal. Oh, my goodness, it was how much? And now it's how much? Oh, I can pass this up. I've done it. I get it. But we're gonna work on a lot of different things this year. Like I said, God has shown me that this radio show is really helping people. And what he's also shown me is even though we don't see everything that is happening behind the scenes, we don't know who's watching. We don't know who's being touched. We don't know. So we have to keep doing what we're doing. We have to keep pressing forward even on the days that we don't feel like it. We have to be strong even though when we are feeling weak, because there are people that are much weaker than us. And our strength and our courage and our drive is going to help them. Because this is not easy. It's not easy for me. And I can probably say the same thing for Stephanie, because we have to relive. We not only deal with what we've gone through, and rather it has caused other issues in our lives, be it physical or emotional. We now also have to take in someone else's spiritual and emotional feelings. Because when we talk to individuals, be it a child, be it a young man or a young woman, a part of them stays with us. We remember their stories. Everyone that's been on this radio show, we remember their stories. We remember their pain and what they've gone through and what they're trying to achieve and if they need help. We remember. So we not only carry it, our scars, we carry those too because of care. And I've learned that when God tells you to do something, you really have to do it. I do want to thank again everyone that will listen to the show and that has listened to the show. We thank you. And we thank everyone for the support. Please, 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 please find the need to go to our website to donate. Donate, donate. There is a donate button. All you have to do is push it and donate. You donate. It's all linked through PayPal, so you'll have a receipt emailed to you for tax deductions. Everything with the tax ID number, it's all there. All you have to do is go to our website and push the donate button. That's it. Stephanie, do you have anything you want to add before we close the show out for the night?
No, you've done wonderful. We just thank everybody that has joined us and that will be listening in the future.
All righty. Well, and that, feel free to contact me or Stephanie with any questions, comments, and survival stories. My number is 214-454-2933, and Stephanie's is 817-320-2571. Our email address is wearesurvivorsfoundation@gmail.com. Stephanie and I want to always and continuously thank God. We thank God for you listening, and we pray that today on this show or any other show that you may listen to, something was said that touches your heart. We are always going to be here to help, support, and guide. We will continuously listen to you and lift you up. In the name of Jesus, we will always worship his holy name. God bless you, and good night.